I the meanest?
Showing up.
Am I the prettiest?
Showing up.
Am I the baddest mofo go down around this town?
Showing up.
Well, who am I?
Vegas.
Who am I?
Vegas.
I can't hear you.
Vegas.
Please enjoy.
What up, y'all? I'm Vegas, and this is One to Flow On. The topic today is Public Enemy Number One. Recently, Chuck D, the leader of Public Enemy, had some not too flattering comments about New York City radio station Hot 97. As you know or may not know, Hot 97 claims to be the home of hip-hop and R&B. Even though a lot of places, a lot of radio stations across the country kind of claim that. But he singled out Hot 97 because they've been the most dominant and most popular over time since they switched to the urban format of music. And he was, and I'm going to quote him, he on Twitter had to say with a picture that he posted of himself, "The look on my face after I heard what a sloppy fiasco Hot 97 in NYC has made of hip-hop culture crime. You make things better than how you found it, you buy a house, don't take care of it, a town is calling you out." Now, of course, you know, when you make comments and have opinions on things like Twitter or the internet in general, someone has to chime in, and someone responded to Chuck saying, you know, well, Hot 97 has to pay the bills like everybody else. And Chuck D responded, yeah, slavery paid bills too, correct? This topic is funny and is one that I've touched on in my One to Flow Ons in regards to urban radio and hip hop. And unfortunately, Chuck D is absolutely right. The bottom line is, you know, radio stations are really only focused on promoting one sound and one thought from every rapper. And it's not hard to hear that. I mean, I know when you turn on the radio, you hear the names of different artists and different producers, but the fundamentals of those tracks are generally the same. Sometimes you can't tell the difference between a hip-hop artist or a R&B artist, because the subject matter is the same, the flow is the same, the beats are the same. And that's not to say that, you know, Hot 97 should just turn around and just go completely underground. There just used to be a time where it was more about the records that people put out collectively. You know what I'm saying? If this record was hot because it was a dope record about mothers, like Tupac's Dear Mama. If this record was put out because it was a dope dance record, or this was a dope street record, you kind of got all of them, and they all had different sounds, and it all blended together, and that's why people relied so heavy on the radio. But now, the record labels kind of dictate what you hear on the radio. So if all of them are in line with bringing up these similar type artists, then you're gonna get the same 10 songs being played over and over. And those 10 songs sound like each other or feature the same artist. So it's just become to the point where it's not really creative. And to that I say, you know, the internet is a beautiful thing. And more importantly, public radio stations that still carry hip hop is a beautiful thing. And the reason why I say that is because public radio stations like Strictly Hip Hop in Baltimore on WEAA, it's more about the variety, it's more about the culture, it's more about introducing you to different artists from different places, from different walks of life, with different messages, bringing it all together in one showcase. If you've ever been in a cypher, a real cypher where different MCs come in and show their stuff, it was always like that. This dude rapping about this. This dude raps like this. This dude raps like this. This lady raps like this. You know what I'm saying? It was always a variety. Regardless, it was never planned. It just was a variety. Now, if I listen to the radio today in regards to hip hop, I can only assume that a cipher today is comprised of different dudes rapping about the same the same way. Will it ever change in radio? Hip hop will die in the mainstream eye before a change or a resurgence of hip hop can come. I think right now it's defined as something else and it's still somewhat popular. Maybe not the popular genre, but it's still somewhat popular. But I think it's gonna take a time where hip hop gets completely phased out on the radio, and then someone breaks through with that hit, and then it's more of a resurgence, you know what I'm saying? Or it's gonna take for radio to die. And that's closer to happening than you think, with services like Spotify and Pandora and all these different streaming services and ways for you to create the radio station that you want to hear. You can't do that right now with terrestrial radio. All they can do is promote a product. They can't really give you what you want to hear because that's not best for business at this point in time. I'm Vegas, and that's One to Flow On. Check out my blog, hiphoppolitic.com, and follow me on Twitter at VegasWorldINC.